We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Phil, the city has sort of been divided into different areas that will or will not allow these encampments. How'd they go about putting together that map?
Well, they really haven't, Jeff. I've got to be honest with you. Oakland is having one of the worst homeless problems I've seen in the state. We're talking about tents, shanties, you name it, almost even entire little like neighborhoods cropping up in railroad yards, along the BART tracks, under the freeways, and more increasingly now in residential areas. It's not uncommon to get off a freeway ramp, let's say in the Rock Ridge area or something like that, look over your shoulder, and bam, there's a tent encampment under the trees. They're near parks, they're near schools, and the Oakland City Council member Lauren Terry said that, look, what we need to do is get on the same page with this. We have activists saying this. We have some council members saying this on one day and then on the next day saying, no, you can't do that. Let's all at least agree where they can't be, where we're not going to allow them, near schools, near in parks, places like that where we have high traffic. And that's what you got the 8-0 on last night.
So they are saying there are high sensitivity areas and low sensitivity areas.
Right. And high sensitivity areas and low sensitivity areas in many ways, Patty. High sensitive areas in, like, let's say, like near a school. You don't want necessarily the homeless encampment there because kids would be going back and forth. High sensitive areas in, also in neighborhoods. That's politically high sensitive. Let's not forget there's an election in 2 weeks and a lot of people are up for re-election. So there's people in the neighborhoods are now saying, look, this isn't something that we should be putting up with. So I was asking Lauren Terra, I said, look, you've got this tremendous problem. Where are you going to put people? And he said, well, we're looking for spaces. We've got those cabins that we've talked to you and we've reported on at KCBS. We have maybe RV parks. We have sanctioned places where people can go and we'll set up portable potties. And I said, look, that's fine, but that's not nearly going to cover the number we're talking about here. We are talking about literally thousands. He says, well, what they have is the option to go to a low sensitive area. In other words, there are other parts of Oakland where you're going to see the tents go up, but we sort of agreed that de facto, we're going to try to keep them out of the places where they upset people and where they're a danger. We're also going to try to, there are going to be modifications and monitoring to say that these encampments, no matter where they are, don't become breeding grounds for diseases. So all of this has to be part of it. We this isn't a perfect plan, but it's what we can do, and that's what they said yes to.
Phil, there have been all kinds of amendments in the process of putting this thing together. Were those basic exceptions and tweaks along the way, or what were they
all
about?
Along the way, you got to understand that, like I said, this is a question about whether this is going to actually change things. We'll see. Or if this is an election year statement to try to just get everybody together on it. I don't know. I've seen these plans. I've seen them come. I've seen them what the reality on the streets, because that's what we do is we check. Journalism does. You check what they say versus what they do. And we'll see how this one goes. But the problem's not going away. They're going to have to put it somewhere. But one thing they all agreed on was nobody's going to get a citation right now. They're not criminalizing it because that would have put an end to it all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.